Public opinion on whether the October 27 local elections should go ahead is deeply divided. And it can be expected that this was also the case regarding the written and voice note submissions made to former Deputy Chief Justice Dikgang Moseneke up until the 18th of June.
Honestly speaking, our councillors are not doing enough. We need young people in the forefront. So, yeah, I think the election should continue October 27th.
You do need to change the government, but I don't think you should change the government, you know, at the expense of people getting sick.
It's not a good idea that we go to elections because of the third wave. But on the other hand, I also think we should, because of our political parties, especially ANC, the corruption.
It will be up to the Moseneke inquiry to determine whether the conditions in South Africa are conducive to holding free and fair elections. Moseneke.
Almost 80 countries and territories have postponed elections over the past 18 months due to concerns over the pandemic, while a further 118 countries opted to proceed with elections. The responses of democracies around the world show that there is no right or wrong approach to this quandary. Nor can any decision be made in isolation from the particular circumstances and conditions prevalent within that country.
The inquiry will from Monday hear oral submissions from selected groups. Up first will be the CEO of the Electoral Commission, Saima Mabolo, with the Department of Health's Ministerial Advisory Committee on the COVID-19 pandemic, and the Department's Director General to follow. The Health Justice Initiative, People's Health Movement, and Progressive Health Forum will round up proceedings. While it is clear that the inquiry will seek to follow an evidence-based approach, some, such as EFF leader Julius Malema, will take some convincing.
They are going to undermine the credibility of the former Deputy Chief Justice, because you can't appoint such a senior judicial person and act as if nothing happened. Even if Moseneke comes and says, no, the elections must continue, we'll say, it has always been like that. That's why the IEC went on to launch. He came here to just rubber stamp the decision of the IEC. So they are compromising an extremely independent man.
His view is diametrically opposed to that of the DA. Party spokesperson Siviwe Khwarube.
What is now incumbent is on the IEC to make sure that there are ways in which we redesign the way in which our elections are done, and we redesign, in fact, how we will make sure that every single South African is afforded this very inalienable right of being able to vote for representatives that represent them and that deliver for them.
Stakeholders from various sectors will also have an opportunity to have their say. Hearings will be open to the public and live streamed on the IEC's website. The Commission will submit its report to the Electoral Commission on the 21st of July. Meanwhile, the debate continues to rage amongst the public.
With the circumstances now with the COVID-19, I think that we first need to get the virus contained and people in a better state. And then maybe next year when everything is well, then we can put in 100% effort to go on with the elections.
I think it should go ahead. I mean, we can't just stop everything with this COVID. If the EFF can do that march like they did, isn't that the same thing? I'm not too worried about the super spreaders.